This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Durham-based Loamlands recently released their sophomore album, Les Dance. It's a solo first project for Kim Register since their former bandmate left the group. Kim explores queer identity and their own personal relationships in the new album, putting their own voice at the center of the work. Kim Register, Loamlands, welcome back to The State of Things.
Thanks for having me back on.
Tell us about this decision, first of all, to continue Loamlands solo.
Well, it's not really romantic part of it. It's I thought about identity politics are pretty intense, and I was like, well, I could just start over and be Kim Register, and then I was like, if I drive to Montana and I'm like, Kim Register's playing, the 10 people that would be excited about Loamlands are going to be like...
Yeah, but that's 30% of the population
of
Montana.
Who's that? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I get it.
Yeah, and so anyway, I don't know. What is a name and identity is constantly being recreated, and I was just excited. I was like, I can do this. I can recreate the identity of this band and still take with it what Will and I put together, too.
Will Hackney.
Yeah.
Who left. Tell us about that. Was that tough for you when Will decided to move on?
I mean, yeah, change is always hard. And I love Will very much. And he is still, like, you know, a good friend. And I still ask him advice. And, you know, I'm like, I saw him at the solo show and I was like, oh, my God, come play. And he was like, no, you're playing a solo show. Yeah, it was hard. But it was also like, you know, musicians and everyone has to do, like, what's good for them and what makes sense in their career. And financially too, you know, he got a great opportunity and I was like, go get it, you know.
Well, we're going to talk about this solo career or the solo portion of your career and what that's doing for you, but first, may we hear a song?
Yes, you may. The song is called How Do You See Me?
Oh, hammer and a nail go together like a ball and chain. Oh, my foot in that same nail keep finding each other again and again. And oh, it's hard to want a man when you're not sure if you just want to be him. And you know that's not your plan, but you keep getting past again and again. And how do you see me? How do you see me? And am I a lioness, honey? Am I a grizzly bear, darling? Am I just some boy wanting to be seen? It's hard to want a man when you're not sure if you just want to kiss him. And you know that's not your plan, but you keep getting past again and again. And how do you see me? How do you see me? Am I a lioness, honey? Am I a grizzly bear, darling? Am I just some boy, honey? Am I just some boy? Am I just some boy wanting to be seen?
Lomelands, How Do You See Me? From their sophomore album, Les Dance. Lomelands is Kim Register on vocals and acoustic guitar, and you can see Lomelands perform at Kim's venue, The Pinhook, in downtown Durham on Thursday, October 17th. Tell us more about that song, because I think it gets at some of the root of the album as well.
Yeah, definitely. That song is a lot about gender and identifying as non-binary, and also really one of the most interesting parts for me, at least, and maybe like I'm like, is this too risque for NPR? I don't know. Probably not. But it's like going on Tinder and being like, which is a dating app, and being like, not to say that you wouldn't know what
Tinder would be.
Okay, Frank.
Looks at the old guy and says, that's a dating app. An app is a thing you can use in your phone. Listen, actually, Frank, the phones don't plug into the wall
anymore.
Do you
know cell phones?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, I mean, all those apps too are really antiquated. It's like, you want to look at boys or do you want to look at girls? And I was like, God, like, you know, this is what, like, technology is now. And I'm like, I don't know. I want to look at both, you know? And then I just, like, went down this super rabbit hole of, like, you know, I Get Red, which a lot of the record is about internalized homophobia and like identity and lesbian and queer. And so I Get Red as butch lesbian a lot. And, you know, I don't identify like that. And I don't get red as someone who'd be like, oh, I want to make out with a man. Because I was like, oh, interesting. It's been a long time. I was like, I want to swipe right on some hottie, you know? so anyone out there, what's up?
Want to swipe right on some hottie. Yeah, well, I learned that one.
Get the lingo. Swipe
that
right on
Thank
some
you.
Hottie. But yeah, just
but,
about.
But that is an important thing. And you talked about this too before, this binary that we're stuck in that really was a serious problem for you and created a kind of internalized homophobia to some degree. So, I mean, talk about that.
Well, it's really, I mean, I think we're all internally messed up. You know, just to like put it under the broad category of like we're all working and we will be all the time. But, you know, as much as like as a white person, I am trying to work on my internalized racism like consistently and think we all should. Obviously, I was like by some friends helped me see the internalized homophobia that I had about like not wanting to be identified as butch or lesbian. And then I did a lot of work, but I think one thing that helped me do that work is the creation of the identity or the understanding of the identity of non-binary, which is what I do now, which is how I identify. And when I could be seen or see myself as something else, I was able to really open up my mind to a lot of the like work and beauty and like contributions of our elders. And through getting to know older people and current people that identify as lesbian. And, you know, it was really like, it was scary to see how like internally homophobic that I was. And I was like, wow, I haven't. So anyway, so that's why I named the album Les Dance. It's like kind of a little tongue in cheek, like boy reference. But I was like, you know, the lesbians are amazing. You know, it's basically like the underwritten.
No, you come to that new understanding and then whole new worlds open. And things that you thought you understood, you understand in whole new ways.
And things that you identify, you try to identify yourself against other identities. Yeah. And like that, I feel like is like important growing up. But then like on the other end, being like, thank you for all the work that you've done. Thank you for the work that you're doing, you know.
Do another song for us?
I would love to. This one's called Water Into Wine. It's about a friend choosing booze over our friendship, which was a really sad day. Sorry, this is the thing you don't do on air is you don't tune, but then if you don't, then you think about it the whole time and you're like, oh God, it doesn't even matter what I'm singing about. Okay, so this one's called Water Into Wine.
If you could turn water into wine, how would you ever survive? Would it be worth keeping you alive? Oh, if you could turn water into wine. If you could pull diamonds out of thin air, Would you even try to care about the bloodshed over there? Oh, if you could pull diamonds out of thin air, if you could just move on, that'd be nice. Walk into the sunset feeling high. You chose the love of the bottle over mine. Oh, if you could just move on, that'd be nice. If you could turn water into wine, how would you ever survive? Would it be worth keeping you alive? Oh, and if you could turn water into wine.
Lomelands, Water into Wine, from their sophomore album, Les Dance. Lomelands is Kim Register on vocals and acoustic guitar, and you can see Lomelands perform at the Pinhook, downtown Durham, Thursday, October 17th. You talked about that being a song about a friend who chose alcohol over your relationship. How did that whole episode in your life change your relationship with alcohol?
Well, I own a bar. And so that relationship is fairly complicated. The more time I spend at work, the more time I spend with alcohol. And I've been sober for 4 years. And so I try not to be like, oh, I've been sober, this is my platform or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's really changed my life. And so, like, the whole point of having a platform at all, I think, is being personal and being political and being like, you know, booze is destructive, you know, like, essentially, especially if you use it to disassociate. And so I really tried to not make that the part of my relationship with this person, but then I just saw it destroy their life, and then I saw it destroy a friendship, and I was like, oh, okay, it is. Like,
well, I can hear you struggling with that platform and not sort of try to be preachy, but on the other hand, you've learned something about this notion of disassociation and how what effect that was having on you, forget telling other people how to be, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's like, that's why I think one of the hardest things about songwriting, I think, is like trying to not be preachy, right? You're not like, this is the truth coming from you, straight from the acoustic guitar of me. You know, it's like, no, actually, this is just an experience that I'm having. And like, it's my relationship to it. And that's why I think also writing songs about political things, like things that you're like, the work that you want to see in the world, if you're not doing it, can be really hard. So like writing about gender is like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going through this thing. And it's so interesting. I think I'm like, how do introverts do it? Because like as a rabid extrovert, you know, I'm
Rabid extrovert, but you were shy about going solo and a little bit self-conscious about and maybe even insecure about that, right?
Oh yeah, rabid extroverts are maybe some of the most insecure people that I know.
Don't tell
me
that.
Yeah. I'm like, look at me and all my mess, you know, here's what's up. And like, it is like totally hard, but I think I'm like, what's the point unless you do that? Like, I'm going to say things that are like, I just talked about lesbians on the air and I was like, oh yeah, I'm like probably said something. I'm nervous about it, you know?
Here's the trick with extroverts. Let me tell you. The trick is what we are doing is we put on the show so that you never see us.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of great, huh? Listen. Wow, that guy's really whatever you think that guy is.
Yeah. Well, then but you know, you do this. You're on like,
that's what
you're
I do
online.
For a living.
People are like, and then people are like, what's up, Frank? Like, why'd you say that? And like, that's a cool conversation starter, you know?
It is. And a conversation ended with me because I say, look, they pay me to talk. If you want to hear this answer, put a dime in the bucket.
Wow. Cool.
Not true, but I thought it's kind of funny. Hey, briefly, I want to hear you sing again, but tell me, you're going on tour. Right.
Yeah, I'm going on tour with friends of mine, Lee Baines and the Glory Fires. They're amazing. Actually, and it's not, I wanted to say this earlier, it's not me and my acoustic. This is definitely something I am like, wow, I'm playing an acoustic guitar. What a lesbian. But that's like, that's that internalized homophobia coming out and saying it's everywhere, man. But yeah, I'm going on tour with my band that I love, with Lee Baines and the Glorifiers for a little bit, catching the end of their tour. I'm going to do some dates up north.
All right. Well, great to hear from you. I'm going to leave you time to play us out. Lomeland's Kim Register, and Lomeland's going to be at the Pinhook in Durham Thursday, October 17th. The tour starts soon. It's at our website, stateofthings.org. A program produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, Grant Hull of Mormon, Josie Taras, Robin Copley's our technical director. Al Wadarski also engineered the show today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Kim, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Frank.
Lomeland's.
And have you seen Maureen? She went over the hills just to watch them sing. And when her car broke down, didn't nobody know until the phone was found. Oh. And did you hear she couldn't swim? And she made it out when David threw her in. And then she slept on that yacht. The Belladonna somehow forgot. Oh, there's a rainbow on the down low. It is rocks, it is snow. And oh, the pot of gold is a story told. Oh, one that makes you forget that you're old. Do you know how she died? Is she dead or is she still alive? And have you seen Maureen? Oh, she's always heard, but she's never seen. And have you seen Maureen? Oh, she's everywhere that you've ever been. And oh, there's a rainbow, oh, on the down low. Oh, it is dust, it is rocks, it is snow. Oh, one that makes you forget that you're